I was about to say that I think realistically we should move on. So I'm Prudence.
Hello.
We haven't met before. I am basically level-headed and sensible, and I encourage other people to be level-headed and sensible. So let's get on with it, shall we?
Okay.
Right. So what are your plans for the next few months?
I've a lot of work to do, it would seem. So I get busy with doing that work, and maybe try and do some writing of papers as well. So that's writing some software. Those are the plans in a work related sense. We've just recently done some stuff to the house, so there's a bathroom to be completed, so we've that to do, and now we've got Christmas out of the way. There's a Christmas and the New Year, friends came over from New Zealand, and so there was a big sort of ongoing process with them that made Christmas slightly more rushed around than normal. Now they're out of the way, we can sort of relax a bit and think about finishing the things that we're doing to the house.
It sounds a bit overworked. It sounds as if you should be planning things a bit more carefully.
Perhaps, but certainly the friends, the arrival of friends, they weren't invited by us. They were invited to, they live in New, or my friend lives in New Zealand with his New Zealand wife, and he had come back to Northern Ireland. So there was, that had to be fitted into things. So it was unavoidably rushed in one way.
That is understandable, but you seem very vague about your future plans for work. I am concerned that you haven't laid out any kind of schedule there, and it seems to me that for a young man of your age, that is dangerous.
Yes.
So, I think you should start, I mean, tell me exactly what are the main priorities and when you should address those priorities.
Well, there's a sequence of events that, there's a schedule of works that has to be met. So those are the main priorities. There's a series of contractual obligations that have to be a number of hours of recording have to be done and met, and then there's labelling that has to be met. So those are the priorities, because those are the immovable objects that have a critical time component to them. So those are the first and prioritised things. But those, always in cases like that, there are dependencies on other people and recruitment of people that allow windows of opportunity for other projects. Research tends to be that way. So in between those times, there's I hope to write a programme or upgrade a programme or rewrite a programme to make it a... more functional, add more functionality to it for, and make it a bit more future-proof. Then that would hopefully lead on to creating a paper that would accompany that program.
You have a complicated schedule. It will run away from you unless you timetable carefully. What planning packages do you use?
I use a planning package called OmniFocus, which is from the GTD methodology, which is the getting things done methodology, which is a sort of multi-dimensional to-do list, and allows you to keep as many single-step actions as you can engaged in project. So it's quite an involved planning process, but quite simple once you get into the process of it. And then you have contexts in which you can do things as when and where you can. And then the idea is that you don't worry about things that you can't do whenever you're not in a situation like that. It is quite good, but the one thing it relies on is capture of things to do as well, which is takes a bit of discipline. So that's my productivity package and productivity style, so I'd say.
Do you regard yourself as a disciplined person?
Yes, I think I do. Yes, if it needs to be done, it has to be done.
What are the things that tend to distract you?
I'm not sure, Arthur. It's questions like that.
People who don't understand what distracts them tend to be easily prey to their distractions.
Perhaps, yes.
So I would advise you, though computer packages are excellent, it's also extremely important to identify the things that can absorb your time when they shouldn't.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a methodology for doing that?
No, I don't, no.
I think you seem a very sensible and level-headed person.
Mm-hmm. And always open to new advice.
But so I would advise you to identify distractions.
Yeah.
And ways of avoiding
them. Yes, okay.
I think that's probably all I have to say to you, so goodbye.
Okay.